Effect of the truth. The principles of truth impressed upon the heart, line upon line and precept upon precept, will produce right action. The Bible contains the searching maxims which God has given to guide men and women, youth and children, through the conflicts of this life to heaven. The prayer of Christ was, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth." However enlightened the youth may be through Bible studies, their nature is such that unless the truth of which they have knowledge is practiced in the daily life, every attempt to elevate and ennoble will be unavailing. The parents have a serious responsibility resting upon them to cooperate with the teachers in the Sabbath school. There are hearts that the Lord has touched with His Holy Spirit. No sooner does grace begin its work in the soul, than the heart is humbled and subdued. There is no wrestling for the supremacy, pride is gone. There is such a sense of the love of Christ in giving His life for sinful beings that there is no desire to become self-exalted. The converted one sees that his Redeemer lived a life of humility, and he desires to walk in his footsteps. The missionary spirit is awakened in his heart, and, while walking humbly and circumspectly, in accordance with his faith, he cannot rest until he is engaged in the work of trying to win souls to Christ. He wants everyone to know the preciousness of a Savior's love. In his work of faith and devoted labor, he will meet with strong temptations and trials, for the Lord tests all His children. If he has the root of the matter in him, he will become more and more firmly established in the truth. If Christ is abiding in his heart by faith, sin appears revolting. While he will have love, kindness, and tenderness for the scholars under his charge, he will feel that as a faithful servant he must discipline and preserve order in his class. If truth is cherished, the love of the Savior is revealed in his words and deportment. The word of God with him is not a dead letter. He will give not only lip service, but heart service. Every Sabbath school worker who has passed from death unto life through the transforming grace of Christ will reveal the deep moving of the Spirit of God upon his own heart. Those who attempt to direct others, who make a pretension of guiding souls to the path of holiness, while their own life is marked with pleasure-loving, with pride, and with love of display, are unfaithful servants. Their life is not in accordance with their profession, their influence is an offense to God. They need a thorough conversion. Their hearts are so filled up with rubbish that there is no room for ennobling, elevated truth. The soul temple needs to be refined, purified, cleansed, for Satan rather than Christ is abiding in the heart. It is essential that care should be taken when placing men and women in positions of trust. You should know something in regard to their past life, and the character that has been developed. You would better double your classes under God-fearing workers than to multiply teachers whose influence is not in accordance with the holy character of truth which we profess, for their influence will be demoralizing. Let every true, honest-hearted worker be encouraged to work on, keeping in view the fact that everyone will be rewarded as his works have been. Work with an eye single to the glory of God. Do not refuse to bear responsibilities because you have a sense of your weakness and inefficiency. God can give you strength and wisdom if you are consecrated to Him and keep humble. Let none through slothfulness refuse to work, and let none rush ahead, urging his service when it is not wanted.